Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in November, next month, is this Kelly Kicking Cancer Who's Got Talent Gala. I go every year. It is an amazing event on the North Shore. And Larry Rowling is in charge of this. He joins us on the air. Larry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Should I call you Judge?
That sounds a little too dignified for me.
Well, you have been a great judge for this event for the last few years, and I know you love every minute of it. You have smiles and you entertain with the contestants, et cetera. But we are ready for the 11th annual Kelly Kicking Cancer Gala, Who's Got Talent, on November 1st.
Yeah, this is a moment when Larry is like putting the call out there. Like, if you or somebody in your family has talent and you want to look for a stage for them to display that talent, not only is there, not only is there money to be won, but this is a great opportunity to be in front of really a really cool audience and to practice your talent, whatever that talent is. And it could be singing, it could be dancing, it can be comedy, it can be, any genre of music. And the talent is overwhelmingly great, and it's really hard to make a final decision. And Larry, you have a guest with you?
Yes, I do. I have Michelle Bura. She handles our contestants and our judges, and I know she wants to talk about that, try to get those contestants online to submit their application, that deadline is October 15th. But here's Michelle.
Okay, Michelle, that. Yeah, tell us how people can send in a video, and what they have. Well, just tell them the details about doing the video of their talent so they can be part of this great gala.
I will. And thank you, Scoot, for having us on. You've been a wonderful judge for the last, I can't believe it, this is our fifth year, and you've been there from the first Who's Got Talent, helping us select incredible winners every year. Let me just say and remind everyone that we give away $1,000. So, for example, all of those stage door idol contestants that we saw over the summer, come on over to the North Shore, because we're giving away actually $1,750. So $1,000 to the winner, $500 to the second place winner, and $250 to the third place winner.
Now, how do people send in the video? And just talk a little bit about the video itself. What do they have to send you?
Okay, well, the great thing is, super simple. It literally just takes a few minutes. You can take an iPhone video. You can find a video from a former performance where you've been on stage. You just download the video at our site, which is whosgottalentgala.com. Send it in, and we will review them, and we select our finalists that get to perform. We will have six final contestants at our event who get to perform in front of our celebrity judges, which, of course, include you, Scoot. And we also have, if you don't mind, I'd love to mention, we have Leslie Castay, a former Broadway star, NOCA teacher and successful director at JPAS and Tulane Summer Lyric. And we have Dennis Asaf, whom I'm sure you're familiar with. He's the artistic and founding director of JPAS. And Billy Nungesser is usually there.
Yes.
Lieutenant Governor. So we have a great panel of judges.
Yeah, it's a fun event. The only problem with it is picking which one should be the winner, because any one of them could be the winner. I mean, that's the kind of talent that you get. So just a brief, how long does the video have to be?
The video, it can be literally 30 seconds a minute. You could even send us a 3-minute video. We'll have a time constraint once they're selected. But in terms of sending it in, we just want it to be as easy as possible. So just send what you have. We'll get it. And then by October 15th is our deadline.
Okay. 11th, and where do they send it?
They send it, they go to our website, whosgottalentgala.com, and you can upload it there. It has all the information there.
Okay. Do the website one more time.
Who's Got Talent?
Oh, Who's Got Talent? Okay.
Gala. Whosgottalentgala.com.
All right. .com. I want to write that down in case anybody, you know, calls it. Hey, what was that? What was that website again? All right, whosgottalent.com. That's where you send the video. So if you or somebody in your family has talent and you want to get them out there and get them to not only practice their art but also to just get them in front of an audience and maybe they win a few bucks, this is a great opportunity to do it. Just a short video, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, whatever, very casual. Doesn't have to be like a big production, but just an example of what you do, what is your talent, and it could be anything. And just send that to whosgottalentgala.com.
Correct.
Hey, Stu, can I talk about the gala really quick?
For sure.
Tickets, if you're looking to even go to that, it's a great event. We had a full house last year. It was our best ever. You go to the same website, or you can go to kellykickingcancer.org. That'll get you to everything you need anyway. But the seats are, singles are $135, and table of 12 is $1,500. We do have sponsor opportunities available. And again, that gives you full open bar, all the food you would ever want. We have a great auction. One of our auction items this year is from Billy Nungesser. It was the highest bid auction item last year. It's a seafood boil with him at Fountain Blue State Park for 20 guests. That is just a great gift, and we appreciate the Lieutenant Governor. And again, we appreciate you, Scoot, everything that you do to help us out.
Well, Larry, do you have a band again this year?
Yes, thanks for asking. We have the Proud Mary's Band.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome right after awards are given out. You can dance as long as you want.
Oh, yeah. And I look, and since people drink during the talent show, by the time the talent show's over and the awards are given out, people are ready to dance. Even if they can't, they still dance.
I saw you on the dance floor last year.
I did. I have to admit, I danced a little bit last year. I did.
It's a great time.
Scoot, we're doing something fun this year, too. Our attire and dress code this year is green tie, so bring your best. And we are going to be giving away Best Dressed Awards as well. So
well,
it should be a little more excitement.
I'm not going to compete for that, but I got to get a green tie. Green tie.
You always look great.
Look, let's just mention also this young woman who lost her life to brain cancer. And this raises money for brain cancer research, which is just vital. And, you know, somebody, you know, in the prime of their life at a very young age just can be taken from us. And brain cancer is one of the things that can do that. And it's a sad story. It's happy that we get together. But let's not forget talking about Kelly, who left us way too soon. And that's what this is all about.
Thank you, Scoot. I appreciate you mentioning that. And we have raised a ton of money in the last years. And it goes to the Kenneth R. Peak Brain Treatment Center in Houston. So hopefully we're saving lives, right?
Yeah. All right, Larry Rowling, and I'm sorry, Michelle, what did you have to say?
I was saying, and we send 100% of the monies raised to
Yep. Boy, that's always good to know. People like to know that. They like to know that, you know, somebody's not, you know, taking money off and taking a lot of the money themselves. But so 100% of it does go to, you know, this association. Larry Rowling and Michelle Burris, thank you for being with us. Good luck. I hope you get a lot of great contestants, and I look forward to being there in November.
Thank you, Scott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.